This call is being recorded.
Hi, Ebony?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. John just told me that you just spoke with him.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I wanted to ask, were you able to get a hold of your medical records?
Yeah, I got them. I just told him, I just confirmed it was a meningioma.
Okay. All right, so do you want to get started on filing a claim?
Yeah, because it's an optic chief meningioma. He said it doesn't matter what kind it is, as long as it's a meningioma. So I got all my stuff, and I can sign the request where y'all can get the medical records from my optometrist and from my doctor.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you all the required questions. I do want to remind you, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Prevere lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yep.
Okay. And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis was, oh, God.
To the best of your knowledge, if you can give me a month and a year, that's fine.
3 months ago. This year, let me see, May, June, July, August. No. June 2024.
Okay, June 2024. And what is your date of birth?
9/10/1980.
9/10/1980.
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
No.
And did you use a name brand injectable Depo?
I have no, I did not know what kind it was. I went to the doctor's office and got it every 3 months, I think.
Did they tell you it was Depo Prevera?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my medical record.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Prevera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it 7 years.
Okay. And then within that 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the month and year that you started using it?
I started using Depo.
Do you remember what month?
2004. Let me see. January, February, March. I think March of 2004.
Okay, and when did you stop? I know you said you used it for 7 years, so like roughly around 2011? Is that correct?
Yeah, or 2012, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
2012? What month in 2012, to the best of your knowledge?
To tell you the truth, I don't think I stopped because...
when was your last Depo shot?
My last Depo shot was in 2016, I think.
2016?
In like February of 2016, yes. Because right after I got off the Depo, I started hemorrhaging. And I had to have a partial hysterectomy.
Because
my menstruation was so bad. I almost bled out. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How are you doing now?
Good. I'm doing okay.
I'll make sure to put a note of that, the partial hysterectomy. Okay, so I just want to confirm. So you started using Depo roughly around March 1st, 2004, and you stopped using it roughly around February 1st, 2016. Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And your first name is Ebony?
Yes, hold on for 1 second.
No.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So your last name is Johnson?
Yes.
And your social, please?
247-49-8969.
Okay. And then what is your email?
Ebony, Ebony, S as in Sam, J as in Jump, Jennifer41@gmail.com.
Okay, and then what is your phone number? No, I do have your phone number. Is that, I just want to confirm, it's 843-616-8904?
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay, and then can I get your current full address?
505 Dunlop Street, D-U-N-L-O-P, Street, Marion, South Carolina, 29571.
Thank you. And then is there a unit number or apartment number at all that I need to add?
No, this is
okay.
Home.
Thank you. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
It was, what is the name of it, baby? Carolina Site. Carolina Site in Dillon, South Carolina.
Okay, let's see. Is it a hospital?
No, that's the optometrist. That's the eye doctor.
Oh, Carolina Centers for Sight in Dillon?
Yeah, in Dillon, South Carolina, yeah.
And that's when you were diagnosed?
That's when they told me I had it, yeah. And then I went and got MRIs and stuff, and I got other tests done, and then I got a biopsy done at Mullen Surgical Center. That's in Mullen, South Carolina.
You said Mullen?
Surgical Center.
Surgical Center in South Carolina.
Yep, and then the
is it MUSC or Mullen Surgical Associates? Is it on 119 West Loman Street?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me go ahead and put a note of that. And you said you did other testing, right? Correct.
Yep, and I got my family doctor also, and that's
All right, give me one second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for being really patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it.
That's fine.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so this is all the places where you did testing and diagnosis, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you recall?
I don't remember his name. That's why I gave you the name
okay,
of the Carolina site in Dillon, because you'll be able to get all of that once I sign the
okay.
release.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the facility where you were treated?
Yeah, MUSC.
And that's in Charleston, South Carolina?
No, Marion.
Marion, South Carolina, let's see.
Yep, that's where I had the surgery and everything.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor there that treated you or no?
Yes, Dr. DeGruy.
Dr. DeGruy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's D-E-G-R-O-O.
Oh.
That's my husband being crazy.
Okay. Is it Robert DeGruy?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Dr. Robert DeGruy as your treating doctor. Now, do you have
yes.
the name? Did you see a gynecologist, or did you go to, like, Planned Parenthood when you received your depo?
No, I went to a gynecologist.
Gynecologist?
Donald Wu.
Okay, and what facility is he located in for the depo shot?
He doesn't practice anymore. I forgot the name of it.
Do you remember the name of the facility? I do need the name.
That was a long time ago. No, it was just Donald Wu. That was just the name of Dr.
Wu. Remember what city?
Yep. Marion, South Carolina.
Marion, South Carolina. Okay, let's see.
You get ready to go. Cause you
okay, I did find him. Let's see. And that was the name of the doctor that gave you the depo shot or prescribed it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. He does have an address here. It's 1328 North Main Street, Marion, South Carolina, zip code 29571.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the old address. He being retired, and that office is no longer there.
Okay. I'll put down that information, but that's where you used to go for your shots, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All Alrighty, we're almost done. And then do you have a copy of your medical records on hand?
No.
No?
That's at the hospital.
But there is proof that there is medical records, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. And then if you were to, if the attorneys did need you to provide the medical records, would you be able to do it by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Live with me.
Okay. And can you spell their first and last name?
Quinn is Q-U-I-N-N, last name Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay, and their phone number?
845-7904. Right.
And who is this person to you?
That's my husband. And it is, no, it's 465.
465 instead of 495?
Yeah, 465-7904.
Okay.
There's something happening.
And then do you have your husband's email?
QNNStevenson@gmail.com.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and confirm all the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
I know that, but I said it with a V.
Whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate. You don't currently have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and your date of diagnosis is roughly around June 1st, 2024. I have your date of birth as September 10th, 1980. You did use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera. You used it for 1 year minimum, and you've had at least 4 injections within 1 year. You started using it roughly around March 1st, 2004, and you stopped using it roughly around February 1st, 2016. I have your first name as Ebony, spelled E-B-O-N-Y, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I have your social as 247-498969. I have your email as Ebony, S as in Sam, J as in, J as in Jenga, 41@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 843-616-8904, and that is your cell and home number. I have your address as 505 Dunlop Street in Marion, South Carolina, zip code 29571. In regards to your diagnosing doctor, you don't recall the doctor's name at the time, but the facility where you were diagnosed is Carolina Center for Sight in Dillon. The address I have is 300 Monroe Street in Dillon, South Carolina, zip code 29536. And the facility phone number I have is 843-774-2020. And then in regards to treatment, I have Dr. Robert DeGrood. He is located at MUSC Health Marion Medical Center. The address I have for that is 2829 U.S. 76 in Mullen, South Carolina, zip code 29574. And the phone number I have for that facility is 843-431-2000. In regards to the doctor that prescribed you the depo, that's Dr. Donald Wu. He has his own office that is no longer there anymore, but it's Donald S. Wu, MDPA. The address I have for the facility is 1328 North Main Street in Marion, South Carolina, zip code 29571. And the facility phone number I have is 843-423-6791. In regards to medical notes, I put note of a partial hysterectomy, and I also put note of Mullen Surgical Associates located at 119 West Loman Street in Mullen, South Carolina, zip code 29574 for where you did other testing. In regards to medical records, you do have medical records, and you can provide them to the attorneys electronically if they need them. And in terms of your emergency contact, I have your husband that lives with you. His name is Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, Stevenson, Stevenson. His phone number is 843-465-7904. I have his address as 505 Dunlop Street in Marion, South Carolina, zip code 29571. And I have his email as qnnstevenson@gmail.com. Does that all sound correct?
Correct. Go ahead, girl.
Anything you'd like me to change?
No, that's it.
No. Okay. So now what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. The system's generating the documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. It's basically allowing the release of medical records, legal representation, things like that. Once those documents are signed, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours, but it is also Friday, so it could take 5 to 10 business days. It really just depends how busy they are. So just keep that in mind. They just need to verify the case with you, which takes about 2 to 3 minutes. And then you should have just received the text now from DocuSign. It might have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and click on that link. Once you click on the link, you're going to agree to electronic signatures, and then you're going to hit start, and then it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields. If you have any questions, let me know, but it should take about 30 seconds or so to sign, and then let me know once you're done.
Okay,
let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Ebony, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time, and I do also want to thank you for, you know, keeping in touch with me within the last week or two regarding following up on your medical records. I hope I was able to help you the best way that I can. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my direct line. It's that 949 number that we've been communicating on. If you have any questions or concerns in the meantime, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Once the attorneys reach out to you, feel free to answer any questions you may have. To ask any questions you may have. They're super customer service oriented, super, super nice. And be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. I'm also going to really quickly dial your number, so just ignore this call. This is me getting your information out of our system. So if you see a call right now that is from me, just ignore it.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ebony, thank you again so, so much. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible, and I'm really happy to hear that you're doing better now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.